sentimental lady. Bred before that with friends and lovers and new lovers and old friends from Johnny Rivers. Fisher. With the 10 o'clock news, Allison has a lot more music for you, and I'll see you again tomorrow night. This is Dennis Elsa. Stay with us. WNAW-FM, New York.
Good night, Dennis, and good evening, everybody. At 10 o'clock, it's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius, and clear in Manhattan. The forecast says it's going to cloud up tomorrow and rain tomorrow night and Friday. The sanitation department says it's taking up some of the slack. The city confirms some school closing plans, the permanent type. Iran, Matlovich, a plane crash, and I Love New York are also in the headlines tonight. In sports, action for the Rangers and the Nets. I'm Andy Fisher, WNEW News.
We're going to be rehiring 100 people, and first preference will be given to laid-off workers. And if necessary, we may have to go beyond the laid-off workers.
Sanitation Commissioner Norman Stisel gets to the good news first. The less encouraging news is that it's equipment the sanitation department desperately needs. And with private rubbish collectors strike-bound, there's enough work for several hundred more sanitation workers. Commissioner Stisel says his department is helping out in that situation when it can and where it can.
There continue to be potential health and fire hazards, and we've got to get out there and pick it up as we can make trucks available. We've only been able to use whatever spare vehicles we can make available from our fleet, which is otherwise involved in picking up from the residences throughout the city, and we've tried not to jeopardize our residential services.
The owners of businesses normally served by the private sanitation companies may request city collections by calling 267-9800. It's not free, and the city won't take cash. Any merchant must have his checkbook at the ready if he wants to get city sanitation pickups. The number again, 267-9800. New York City Budget Director James Brigham has a three-word answer for people who ask about the report in the Post that 60 city schools are to be closed. Yes and no. Closings are in the works.
It is true that the board is considering closing schools. Also, the city and the financial plan submitted to the control board this fall indicated as a contingency item that it would be closing some schools.
But not 60, says Brigham, who will only say the number is larger than 15 and that he anticipates no mass layoffs of teachers. Voices in the news include the voice of Silvana Foa, UPI correspondent in Tehran, where U.S. diplomats are reportedly encouraging American business leaders to evacuate employees.
The embassies are very, very worried. They've asked people to stay off the streets, stay away from the markets, not go out at night at all, and to generally keep up a low profile.
The voice of Leonard Matlovich, who was a sergeant in the U.S. Air Force until he was drummed out for openly declaring his homosexuality, happy that a federal court has reopened his case.
Well, very, very happy. The ACLU dropped my case after Gerhard Gazelle ruled against us, and they said we can't win, and I said, no, I'm a fighter, not a quitter. I'm going to go ahead forward. I don't care what it happens. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to win this case. And it shows that you put your shoulder to the wheel and push along, and we can win.
And the voice of Tom Jones, chief of the airport tower at Omaha, Nebraska, where a propeller-driven airliner crashed late today, killing the seven people who were aboard.
An airline DC-6 of Mexican registration departed runway 35 at Epley Field in Omaha, climbed approximately 100 feet into the air, seemed to level off, and then settled back in to the ground approximately a half mile north of the airport.
Those marvelous commercials that showed everybody on Broadway singing that they loved New York apparently worked. Along with the Democratic Convention, the Bicentennial, and everything else that's made this city a born-again destination for tourists, tourism is on the rebound, all the way to a record, according to Charles Gillette of the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
There has been a resurgence of feeling about New York City, and the New York Convention and Visitor Bureau's Big Apple campaign, which was started some years ago, has had tremendous impact in getting across to people across the country the great attractions that New York City has. Now, also, we are being aided in the increase in foreign visitors, naturally, by the decline of the dollar, which makes New York more of a bargain. But in general, New Yorkers themselves are now pushing the city well instead of putting it down, as was the custom just a few years ago.
Clear and cool overnight, clouding up tomorrow with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. That's the forecast in brief. We'll bring you weather details and bring you up to date on sports in a minute. It's 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius, and clear in Manhattan at 5 minutes past 10.
McCartney, Linda McCartney, Denny Lane, from 1971 to now, Wing's greatest.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out.
Band on the run. Band on the run. Live a bit
time. Wing's greatest. All their biggest hits on Capitol Records and Tapes. Wing's Greatest. Available now at Record World and the record shops at TSS. $5.47 for the LP, $6.87 for the tape.
The Garden tonight. The Rangers beat the St. Louis Blues 7-4. Elsewhere in the NHL, in the third period, Montreal and Detroit are tied at 2. In the third period, Pittsburgh leads Toronto 5-3. No score in the second period with Los Angeles at Minnesota. In the NBA, the Nets are in Denver tonight. Boston beats San Diego 117-111. In the second period, Houston leads Washington 33-25. At the half, Kansas City's in front of Philadelphia 53-42. At the half, Indiana leads Portland 59-53. And at the half, Los Angeles leads San Antonio 54-47. Milwaukee at Golden State and Atlanta at Phoenix later on. National Weather Service says clear and cool tonight, low 35 to 40. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, high around 45. Rain likely tomorrow night, low near 40. Showers likely Friday, milder, high 50 to 55. Clear skies for the night bird tonight. Humidity 46%. The wind west-northwest at 8 miles an hour, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The Fifth Avenue temperature, that's 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Allison Steele's newscaster, Andy Fisher, WNEW News.
He who is really kind can never be unhappy. He who is really wise can never be confused. He who is really brave is never afraid. I know you're brave, really brave. I know you're not afraid to try anything. So come with me now. Fly with me. Allison Steele, The Night Bird, at WNEW-FM, in stereo. Steve Miller, Journey from Eden, to get us off the ground on this Wednesday night, the 6th of December, 1978, and I rather like to think of it as Journey to Eden rather than from. I'm the Nightbird, Allison Steele, here at WNEW-FM in stereo, and that's the way I think. I always like to go to places, especially when you think of Eden or Nirvana or Olympus, and you know all the ways you can say it. But it's going to a far better place. Boy, that sounds familiar. I'm sitting here writing my brief because I'm going to sue Dennis. He played a half an hour of the Moody's. He put me out of business for tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. How could he do that? He played a half hour of the Beatles in his Sgt. Pepper t-shirt, and which no doubt inspired him. And then he played a half hour of the Moody's, and he did that just for spite, because he knows that I can't. I mean, how can I get through 4 hours without playing the Moody's? Dennis, how could you do that to me? I'll fix you the day I get on before you and play an hour of the Raspberries. And boy, will you be sorry.
Now, wait a minute. You played nice stuff here, Steve Miller.
What? Steve? I mean, that's it. I'm finished.
No.
I can't play the Moody's. I can't play the Beatles.
Beatles thing was a thing called the Beatles Rarities, which is part of a 12 or 13 album special package that they're putting out for Christmas, and I just played selections from it.
All the singles, right?
Because it's not so rare. That's the important point. Before people go out and spend all their money on it, be aware that this extra album that they've added in the set contains things which were difficult to find, but nothing that spectacularly different. Little things here. I mean, for the crazy collectors, for the people who have the money, you know, it's over $100 to.
Yeah, but the nice thing is that it is all in one place. I mean, a lot of this stuff were singles, and it wasn't that they were so hard to get, but it was a question of having them in different places.
Across the Universe is an alternate take. It was something else from beforehand, and so on and so forth.
You know, My Name has always been a big hit.
As a single.
I know our audience always asks for it. So it's nice to know you have it in an
But
album.
You can't buy that album separately. You can only buy this extra Beatles Rarities album as part of this, literally 13 album set, of which 12 albums are British pressings.
Are they the ones on the colored vinyl? Or
no, this is different. I mean, they are making, you know, there is a lot of money to be made in collector items, goods.
Yeah, Dennis, why didn't we think of this? I mean, we were in it on the ground floor.
So you'll find something to play.
I don't know about that.
There's good albums.
I'll try.
You're on your own.
I'm on my own. I don't know. I mean, there's only 12,000 albums there, Dennis. I mean, I haven't got that much to pick from. Anyway, we're off the ground. We're going. Where are we going? We're going wherever it is. We're moving. We're on our way, and it's not a bad night out there. It's Wednesday. We made it to the halfway mark, and we do have some good new music, and despite Dennis and his efforts to, what's the word, fifth column, I can't think of the word, I Will Survive. Oh, I could play that if I could get it out fast enough.
Imaginary lovers never turn you down.
The Toast of Rock and Roll, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, is back with a new album, Champagne Jam.
We're gonna have a champagne jam. We're gonna have a champagne jam. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Atlanta Rhythm Section, Champagne Jam. It's 8 incredible songs from 6 incredible musicians.
But I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight. I'm not gonna let it bother me tonight. Tomorrow I'm
Champagne Jam. It's a milestone album from the Atlanta Rhythm Section. The Toast of Rock and Roll.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
On Polydor Records and Tapes.
Imagine every love.
See the Atlanta Rhythm Section at the Capitol Theater December the 9th. The album's available at Sam Goody's for $4.79. The tape is $5.49. Let Sam Goody fill your life with music.
Sitting at home listening to the music on your stereo. With your car you never heard it so good. A car will give you music that sounds like it should. You never heard it so good.
Akai gets it all together with great-looking reel-to-reel tape and cassette decks, receivers, turntables, speakers, integrated amps, and tuners. And whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to upgrade, no matter what your sound is, with Akai, you never heard it so good.
Turn up the sound, listen to the music on your stereo. With your Akai, you never heard it.
Akai quality products are available at all Crazy Eddie stores. That's all Crazy Eddie stores.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling Conran's. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in a kind of a bind.
I'll certainly try, sir.
Well, my problem is that every year I have a Christmas gift list you wouldn't believe. And this year it's bigger than ever. So I was hoping to find one store that could help me out.
Well, sir, you've called the right place. Conran's has thousands of gifts that can be shared by the whole family. All kinds of accessories and playthings, from a teapot to an easy chair. And if you've got any children on your list, wait until you see our collection of stuffed animals and toys.
Oh, that sounds great, but do you have it all in stock? I need them no later than the 24th.
No problem, sir. At Conran's, almost everything is ready to take away or be delivered.
Listen, I know it's kind of late, but do you think if I come down now, someone could help me?
Sure. We're open every day till 9 and on Saturday and Sunday till 6.
That's wonderful.
By the way, how will we know you?
Oh, just look for a chubby guy with a white beard and a red suit.
Conran's in the Citicorp Center at the corner of 54th Street and 3rd Avenue.
I'm gonna hold you tight.
Starship, Jefferson Starship, Light the Sky on Fire, the current single. It's doing very well. Well, apparently they clear their throats these days, and it just takes off. Goes straight up. Miles Away, Photomaker, from their current album, and Jay Giles from their new one, One Last Kiss. This is WNEW-FM in New York, 102.7 on your dial, 28 minutes before 11. We fly until 2. Clear and cool overnight, low in the upper 30s. Increasing cloudiness on Thursday, high 43 to 48. Thursday night, rain likely around 40. Friday's outlook, rain likely. Another one of those positive maybes. Mild temperatures in the low 50s. Someplace I heard the five-day forecast tonight that it'll be rainy until Sunday. That's, that's not the last word now. It's just a rumor. But keep it in the back of your mind, and if it does rain, then you won't be disappointed. You know, if you don't expect anything, you'll never be disappointed. The skies are clear, the humidity 45%, the winds are west at 12 miles an hour. It is 51 degrees in Manhattan, and in New Jersey, and in Connecticut.
UFO. Obsession. Last summer they blew the lights out. Now they're becoming an obsession. UFO. Obsession. On Chrysalis Records and Tapes.
UFO, they'll be in concert at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey on September the 8th. The album is available at Sam Goody Stores. Obsession. Speaking of obsessions, it used to be an obsession with me how to keep warm in the wintertime. I never can get warm enough. See, that's why I like summer better. And then, of course, you discover that there are ways. And the way to keep warm is a sheepskin coat. And I also discovered that you can get a sheepskin coat at San Michel, and that's buying direct from the manufacturer. And there's a lot of pluses in that. There's 3 convenient locations. You will choose from thousands of coats and jackets, hundreds of exclusive San Michel designs. And you can see and feel the difference in quality and craftsmanship. You can select from French and Spanish shearlings, as well as American sheepskin coats in many colors. A lady's full-length shearling coat, originally $400, is now $219. A man's three-quarter sheepskin stadium coat, usually or originally $295, is now $169. And there's matching sheepskin hats and mittens and a reversible sheepskin vest, specially priced at $69. Go to San Michel for your best buy in leather and sheepskin. You're sure to find something that pleases you. In New York, they're at 396 Fifth Avenue. In White Plains at 203 East Post Road. And in Englewood on Grand Avenue off Route 4. I'll give you the number. 736-2000. It's a local call. 212-736-2000. Anything you want to know, call them. They'd love to hear from you. They're open 7 days in New York and White Plains to make it really convenient for you. And they also have layaway plan, and they take master charge and Visa. So there's really no reason to delay. Get thy body over to San Michel and make sure it's covered this winter and covered well.
Let yourself go. Daryl Hall and John Oates live.
Now I wanna give you girl. Take another deep breath.
Daryl and John are in town, in concert. Go. It'll be like the first time all over again.
It's so stupid. I gotta have.
John Oates perform It's a Laugh, I Don't Want to Lose You, and many more from their new album Along the Red Ledge on RCA Records. All you gotta do is let yourself go.
The albums at Sam Goody's for $4.79, the tapes $5.49. You can see Daryl Hall and John Oates at the Palladium December 8th and 9th. Let Sam Goody fill your life with music. The Bottom Line welcomes tomorrow night Flora Purim. On December 11th and 12th, this is an interesting show, Kiki D and Tony Bird. Tony's my distant cousin, you know. Well, Tony Bird and Nightbird, you should have known that. It's a big family, High Flying Bird. You know, he's that gentleman from South Africa that's got such an unusual voice. And with Kiki, it should be a super show. December 13th, Tanya Tucker. December 17th through 20th, Be Stiff, Route 78 Tour, starring Reckless Eric, Rachel Sweet, Jonah Louie, and Lena Lovitch. On December 22nd and 23rd, Aztec Two-Step. December 29th through New Year's Eve, Red Hedwig and Crossley. And these are the girls that were formerly the Harlettes. The shows are 8:30 and 11:30. The doors open 6:30 for dinner. That should be a great New Year's Eve show. For information, call 228-7880. That's the bottom line. And here come the Outlaws.
Find myself.